The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Okay. Did the music come on? I didn't hear it. Robin wasn't paying attention. Sorry about that. Hey, Marcia, how you doing?
And how are you?
confused, dazed and confused right now. We kind of our time management skills are lacking this morning. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Hey, introduce yourself, please.
Sure. I am Marcia Prading-Long, and I am the complex leader for the Chesapeake Marshlands National Wildlife Refuge Complex, which basically means I'm the refuge manager for the four refuges in the complex, which includes Blackwater, Eastern Neck, Martin, and Susquehanna.
Martin and Susquehanna. Now, where are they located?
Martin's on Smith Island, and Susquehanna's up in the Susquehanna Flats.
And those are all National Wildlife Refuges?
Yes, correct.
I've been saying we have two of them here in Maryland, but we actually have four.
Yes, we do.
Wow.
Blackwater and Eastern Neck are both open to the public,
uh-huh.
So that's why most people realize.
I got it.
That one, yeah.
I got you. So you pretty much stay busy year-round.
Oh, yeah.
and a little bit of time for hunting while you're there, right?
Oh, hunting and fishing. That's
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Today would be a beautiful day to be out.
Well, we won't hold you more than an hour, so you can head out there if you like.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, we got your newsletter. We're on the list, and anybody can be on the list for the newsletter if they like. And I started talking about this a couple of weeks ago when the newsletter came out. We actually published an article. I actually published two articles concerning Blackwater in the Hunting Quarterly, which will be out online hopefully this weekend. But the National Wildlife Refuge Draft Hunting and Fishing Plan is open for comment for both Blackwater and Eastern Neck, and that's primarily where we're going to focus on today. But there's also another article in there in the Hunting Quarterly called Hunter's Moon Seek a Deer. I wonder who that was by.
That might be by me.
That is definitely by you.
Yes.
Yeah, and your picture's plastered all over our Facebook page, you know, as our guest, and we put it up there when we revealed the draft plan was open for comment. So let's get right into it and talk about that draft plan. How often do you guys come up with a change of plans for the refuges?
Well, the actual what's going on are three things right now that are under public comment, and they all build up to the hunting plan. So the big thing that we're doing is redoing our environmental assessment for our hunting and fishing plan, which is required for any actions on public land.
Right.
And that is done approximately every 10 to 15 years.
Okay.
So that is the bigger chunk of the document that you can read that gets into all the impacts of hunting and fishing on our wildlife refuges, both positive and negative, and it's got the big meat. And then the second part is what's called a compatibility determination. These are all the things that we have to do as federal employees to open up our lands and keep them open for different activities.
Right.
So the National Wildlife Refuge System has a federal policy called the National Wildlife Refuge System Improvement Act of 1997. And you don't need to know too much about that except a couple of things as a hunter and angler. One is that all of our lands that we purchase as a refuge are first closed until formally opened by a compatibility determination in this action. And Fish and Wildlife Service, have determined that six particular public uses are considered priority to be considered for a wildlife refuge, as long as they aren't interfering with the purposes of that particular wildlife refuge. And two of those six priority public uses are hunting and fishing.
Okay.
So we, as managers, no matter who you are, of course, you know I'm a hunter and angler, but some people aren't. No matter who you are supposed to really look at and consider those priority public uses, because these are wildlife-dependent recreational uses. They go very well. They complement very well what we do on wildlife refuges. And so that's what the compatibility determination looks at, to make sure that we can still have hunting and not mess up, basically, the goals of our refuge. And then the last piece is the hunting and fishing plan, which can be done more frequently if you would like, and takes all, basically builds from the environmental assessment and the compatibility determination. And we do have, I believe the number is now 638 wildlife refuges around the country, and I believe the latest number is over 350 of those are open for hunting, and quite a bit for fishing as well, if not more. And you might ask yourself, well, why wouldn't a refuge open itself to hunting? But when you look at the vast diversity of refuges around the country, it's pretty easy to see why. For instance, Hopper Mountain is in California, and that's where the California condor is, and it's basically a cliff.
It's very large,
of course.
Sure.
So
sure.
You're not going to hunt there. So that
nope.
You can see, we want to open them up for hunting if it makes sense. So this is a big deal for us. We've put in a lot of time. It's taken over a year to write all the documents, and we want to make sure that everybody has a chance to read and understand and comment on what is within there. So that's why in the press release, I kind of summarized what those changes are that we're proposing,
right,
and how you can provide comments. And you can come to our open house on Thursday and talk with us to learn more about what we're doing, or, give us comments in person. Email them, write them, whatever. We want to hear from you, and we want to make sure everybody understands what's being proposed, because
okay.
This is just the proposal at this point.
So when we come back from the break, we're going to outline some specific proposals, and we're going to take some phone calls if anybody would like to call. Now, you said you could take comments in person. Do you have your pen and pad nearby in case we get some comments from our listeners?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. We're going to take our first break right now, and we'll be back to you. We'll review the specific changes and, species changes, the huntable acreage, the method of take, and all that stuff that's in the draft plan. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. So Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, has anything and everything you need for fishing, and lots of stuff you need for hunting. They've got the Pfluger rods and reels. They've got the Shakespeare rods and reels, including the famous Ugly Stick. And they have a large selection of St. Croix fishing rods. They can wind line on your spools, fresh mono line, or even Power Pro, braid line if you prefer that. And you can get ready to go snake fishing down at Blackwater by stopping by Clyde Sports Shop. Of course, they have complete line of live and frozen bait, minnows. They got everything for crabbing, fishing licenses, rod repairs, terminal tackle, lures, hooks, weights for everything that swims in Maryland. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Check out their website, www.clydesfishinggear.com. Okay, you put it off long enough. Summer's here. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. You know, family reunions, neighborhood get-togethers, eating some cracking some crabs. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A tremendous, giant, humongous, huge selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially over 300 Adirondack chairs in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, pellet grills by Traeger, the grill smokers by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And there's a tremendous assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. All right, let's go to Baltimore. Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B on Route 26 West, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. I lived over there for 30 years, and I can tell you, those steam crabs are the best. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, golf shrimp, and snow crab legs. And Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Conservation organizations, Legion, church, you name it, you get a crowd of people together, you want to have crabs, call 443-657-7187. They can handle it. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. For crabs, catering, good times, and good crabs, only 1 minute off the Beltway, it's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bedliner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look mean. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mouse of poke salad. And carry it home in a cold side handy. Here got your bag. Everybody said it was a shame.
All right. Robin, you like, what?
No, go ahead.
You like riding around Blackwater, right?
Uh-huh.
You like the nature drive and all
right.
that, taking photos. And so.
We're going to try it. Oh, Marcia, are you there?
Yeah.
Is there any restrictions to taking, like, a mobility scooter on Blackwater or any of the refuge?
Oh, a mobility
scooter, yeah, you know.
Oh yeah, so Wildlife Drive itself is almost 4 miles long, and that is a road, so you can take anything that you would drive on the road or left. So people drive, they take bikes. I recently saw somebody skateboarding, which they had a lot of fun.
Yeah, they would.
So you can take e-bikes, and you can do anything you want to be able to enjoy the drive and observe wildlife. Or you can simply walk or jog, too.
Well, sir, I have a back issue, and I can't walk that long, so we're going to take my mobility scooter down there. How about animals, dogs and stuff?
You cannot take your dogs outside of your car, and that's because, well, as you can imagine, I'm a huge dog lover, so I always love to walk my dogs, but you cannot walk dogs on Wildlife Drive because that can, of course, spook the wildlife. Whenever you're down there and you see all the fox squirrels and all the waterfowl, you realize that. And some people, you know, let their dogs off leash even though they're not supposed to be, and that causes a big issue.
Yep.
So on the drive, you can take anything. Just keep your dogs inside, and if you need to let them out for a potty break, if you're traveling from afar, you can go to the visitor center and take them out on a leash to stretch their legs.
Perfect. Okay, great. We'll get Alan to send you a picture of our puppy.
Oh, well, I love the talk dog.
This dog is like, we've never had a dog like this before.
No,
it's really cool.
She's a Bernedoodle, and she is just,
she's
spectacular. So,
yeah,
sounds good. Yeah, and she's gotten to be able to sleep with us at night, and it causes, when she stands on Robin's head, I usually hear about that, but, you know, other than that, she's pretty calm.
So. Next thing, you'll be out of the bed.
Yeah, it'll be Robin and the dog.
She kicks me out.
Yeah, you got that right.
Oh, the other way around. Okay.
Yeah. So, all right, let's get into these specific. What?
How about Dom?
Oh, yeah, we do have to talk to Captain Dawn.
Yeah, we got to talk to somebody real quick.
Sorry,
Marsha, just a second.
Hey, Dawn, how are you, buddy? Did Captain Dawn leave us, Aaron? Okay. He probably didn't want to wait through the break. I understand it. So
yeah, if you get a chance, Don, give us a call back. We'll pick you right up.
Yep.
Okay?
We'll do that. All right. The service proposes to adjust hunting and fishing opportunities at the Wildlife Refuge Complex to better align with state programs where appropriate, while still meeting refuge, wildlife, and habitat objectives. In summary, the proposals are the following. Species changes. Anytime I give a big subject like that, feel free to jump right in there, Marcia.
Sure. Well, the big species changes, there are only two of them. One is for waterfowl. We are going to propose allowing early teal.
Okay.
So that will be a nice addition, and that would, you could, we're also proposing to open up our waterfowl units for the entire season. But the Nanticoke units would certainly be the ones for early teal that I think people would be interested in.
Okay.
And we're also allowing the use of, we're allowing the take of coyotes while incidental to deer hunting. So what that means is if you have a deer permit and you're on the refuge hunting deer and you happen to see a coyote, as long as you have the proper state licenses, such as the fur bearer, you still have to follow state, you can then shoot the coyote.
Okay.
The coyote.
All right.
With the weapon that you're using for deer hunting.
Right.
Muzzle loader, whatever. And that way we're not interfering with all of our deer hunters, but we're still allowing folks to take them if you happen to see them.
Are coyotes becoming a problem on the refuge?
We honestly, I've been there 6 years and have not seen one or heard one. We do a lot of the camera traps for Del Mar fox squirrels, and in all those years of that, we've only seen two on camera.
Right.
So.
Right.
But we hear about them from, you know, neighbors and other folks.
Sure.
So it's not that they're not there, but they're not becoming a problem.
I got it.
Yeah.
All right. Huntable acreage.
Yep. We're adding about 723 acres to the deer hunting program. Like I kind of set the stage before, whenever we buy new land, it's automatically closed until we open it. So we are opening some of our units that we've bought along the Nanticoke formally so that we're able to add them to the hunt program as we can. We are hoping to get more acreage along the Nanticoke in the future. And lots of those parcels are rather small, but as we get more, we might be able to
expand, sure.
And add to it.
Yep, yes. Gotcha. Then the method of take, the changes that are proposed for that. And this is one of the most interesting and probably the one of the most talked about. So
yes.
go ahead.
I'm really excited to be able to offer this, and that is the use of straight wall cartridges with rifles. So the reason when the state allowed that in shotgun-only counties, we could not just automatically do what the state did because, again, we didn't have all the, it would take longer for us to be able to legally do things. So
right.
We had to get this environmental assessment done to allow the use of rifles, even though it is straight wall cartridges. So now you will be able to use that during our shotgun season.
Right. Now, in Dorchester County and Wicomico County, you are allowed to use a center fire rifle in general on private property and even some of the other state-owned public property there, like Chesapeake Forest lands and things like that. But
yes.
On the refuge properties, you are not allowed to use your .30-06, your .270, or anything like that because of the fact that it is a federal property. So this is a big step forward. Now, the question is, if you get comments asking or questions asking, hey, when are you going to open it up to center fire rifle? That is also something that you would like to hear comments on, see what kind of interest there is on that, and then going forward, that may be incorporated somewhere down the line. Am I?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And that's something that in our hunt, why I like our in-person hunt meetings, which is why I'm glad we'll be able to offer it again.
Yes.
We used to do those every few years. Whenever there are some things on the table, we can actually talk with folks in person and see, you know, what do you think about this, as well as take comments. And the question of rifles is one that I have asked and our staff has asked of our hunters, and myself, I hunt the refuge as well.
Sure.
And we get varying responses. And lots of times some folks will say, yeah, and then they're like, well, wait a minute. I don't know if I really want the next guy over to be having a rifle.
Uh-huh.
I'm perfectly happy with my muzzleloader and
exactly.
My shotgun and
how many,
not my straight wall cartridge. So
how many hunters are allowed on the refuge, let's say in deer firearm season, one of the most popular days?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. So we don't have an exact number because our acreage has changed.
Right.
But we've looked at our archery permits in particular, and that's some of the things that we've done over the past few years because that archery and early muzzleloader are our most popular successful hunts. And as you can see from the traffic coming down.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And 1,500 is like if everybody showed up that Saturday in archery season in October right before muzzleloader, how many would we want to have maximum, and 1,500 is the number. Considering you cannot control how many are in each unit the way we do our archery hunts and
right.
all of that. So that's our number. For gun season, usually we have a maximum on some of our days, 600 to 800.
Right.
On
right.
the refuge. And,
when you say that, that sounds like a big number, but the acreage is so immense that, you know, you're not on top of each other.
That's right. No, we have 32,000 acres of the refuge. A lot of that's open water, but over 17,000 of it is open for hunting and
okay.
deer hunting in particular. So it's a lot of acreage, and you have your most, sometimes you have your popular units, and, you know, you might see more in the parking lot, but you can really spread out in a lot of these. Now, you know, you're going to sometimes hit the issue if you know you're not there early enough, someone else might be in your spot. But for the most part, and in my experience too, you can definitely find a nice private spot. You just need to get there early enough, do your scouting, and be ready.
Gotcha. All right. So the season dates, What are we talking as far as changes? I mean, it generally in you have special dates for muzzleloader, special dates for firearms. Archery is pretty much open the entire archery season. Am I correct on that?
Pretty much, yeah. There's a few times where it's closed in between some of the gun seasons and such, but
right.
for the most part, archery is open from September through the end of January.
Got it.
So that's your.
So what are we adding this year?
Season dates, the only thing that we would be adding or proposing to add, I should say, are the primitive seasons. The primitive season that the day that the state is offering in February.
Yep. Usually first, second, third. I got it.
Yeah.
Of February.
Yeah.
I like that season personally. I just do. So, but that's me. Yeah.
And of course, you can always use a lesser weapon. This is a question I get every year, and I appreciate when people aren't sure if they just ask. You can always use a lesser weapon during any of the seasons, just like you can for the state.
So, if I want to bring my muzzleloader during shotgun season, I can do that. If I want to bring my bow during the muzzleloader season, get a muzzleloader permit, I can bring my bow, no problem.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, you're talking about adding youth, veteran, and active duty military member waterfowl dates as well as the teal season, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yes. And that's something we didn't do before, and it's like, well, why not? Let's go ahead and do that. And, of course, the state and across the country, a lot of states have allowed military and veterans to hunt during youth day.
Right.
So we are following that.
Following the state, same way with the youth day deer hunt. In Maryland, and also primitive on Eastern Neck, right?
That's correct.
Both. Yeah, and these are all broken down by Blackwater and Eastern Neck on the proposals. If somebody goes online and finds the proposals, so.
And I should give more attention to Eastern Neck, because that is a very different setup when it comes to dates, because we have to close the entire refuge. That's 2,246 acres on Eastern Neck. It's very different than Blackwater. So we have a limited number of hunters, 100 max on certain days, 50 max on other days.
Okay.
So those are very specific limited dates, and because we have to close the island, our refuge.
Sure. Right. And that's located just outside of Rock Hall, correct?
Yes.
Yep. Got it. We actually had one of our one of great deer taken on there by name just flew out of my head. 20-point non-typical whitetail that ranked pretty high in Maryland.
I saw that. Yeah.
You saw that? Yeah.
I saw that picture. Yeah. Several times, several different areas.
Yeah. Brian Noritel, he had it on display out at Howard County Fairgrounds. What a buck, I'll tell you. So.
That's indeed. Crazy. So Eastern Neck provides you a different sort of hunting opportunity if you want to head up there than Blackwater. We do not, of course, have any Sitka up there, but we've got some nice whitetail.
Well, I will tell you that several years ago on a farm in Cecil County, a fella shot a spike Sitka stag, and it was a farm I've been hunting for 25, 26 years up there, and he shot it out of the stand that I had hunted in the early muzzleloader season. He shot it the first day of firearm season.
Yeah.
Cecil County.
I believe it.
Earlville.
Believe it.
Yep. Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
So tell me about the sportsman's pass. What is that going to be?
Sure. Well, whenever we move to recreation.gov for our online hunt permits, one of the things we've been trying to do since day one is to make it easier for somebody who loves to hunt the refuge and multiple seasons to be able to buy all of them in one. But, you know, it's like, okay, click all. I can buy archery, the open muzzleloader, and open guns, and late gun season in one click.
Right.
That will make it easier for you for your permits, because I know it's a pain in the butt to have to carry your archery permit and then your gun permit and then this.
Yep.
But more importantly, what I don't like, and I apologize, we've tried everything we can and we're still working on it, is to remove the transaction fee per permit. So the vendor that does this, and they do it for the federal government, for BLM, Park Service, all over, it's not just us, they charge a $6 transaction fee, which is what pays them to be able to operate the permit system in the phone line. And that's fine. I understand that. But we would rather have only, like Amazon, you pay one shipping charge instead of $6 per permit. So we're trying to, I've been told they can do that. It just hasn't happened yet, and we're going to work to make that happen. That would be for all the open hunts. And you could buy them all and have one $6 transaction fee instead of three or four.
Yeah. Well, when I go to the casino and hit the ATM, I got a separate fee for each time I hit the ATM. So
that's a very good analogy.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break. I'm sorry to cut you off right there, but we'll come back to that topic. It's not a hard break. If there's a sentence you'd like to finish what you're saying with, we can do that. Go ahead.
Nope, not at all. Thanks.
Okay, great. All right, we'll take another break here, and then we'll come right back with the rest of these and invite our callers. So, all right, Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Mark Walters has been in business in the seafood business up there for 100 years, and Madonna Seafood is just a scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozens to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs, a quiet atmosphere, and an extensive menu. I mean, you can get a steak, you can get a burger, you can get a sub, you can get pizza, whatever you want. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and there you are at Madonna Seafood in the little complex right there. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed every Monday. 410-557-CRAB. 410-557-2722 for carryout crabs at Madonna Seafood. www.madonnaseafood.com. Hey, I talked to Brent Spurrier yesterday. Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. He had one of our scripts in his pocket. And he says, hey, let's get together and we'll talk about some stuff we really want to talk about for summer. And I said, what are you thinking? So we just incorporated it right now. Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, is where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car or truck, any make, any model, and Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractor to farm tractor to lawnmowers and wheelbarrows. Tire service, tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including diagnosing your air conditioner problem and filling your air conditioner in your vehicle, is one of their specialties. They specialize in that. 24-hour truck service has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied. Right, Robin?
Yes, very.
For over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, drinking beer in a cabaret, was I having fun?
Yep.
Until one night she caught me right, now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama, lay that pistol down.
All right. In the interest of time, let's talk to John in Lithica. Good morning, John. How are you? Hello, John. Well, I'm letting you know, people don't like to hold through the break, and I understand it. Let's talk to Joe in Westminster. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Robin and Ellen. Good to have you take my call. Thank you.
Sure.
First of all, I just wanted to say about a former caller from Virginia talking about God's country there.
Yeah.
In Westminster today, especially, this is God's country here.
Okay, why today?
Because it's beautiful as usual, and it's blessed with the sunshine and the clear blue skies.
Gotcha.
That sounds wonderful.
Sounds great.
And I also wanted to tell you about this poor fella. He borrowed his neighbor's motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
And so he got on it, and he pressed the button for the electric start. It wouldn't start. So he tried several times. No good. So then he tried to kickstart it. No good. Tried it over and over. No good. He called his neighbor. He said, look, the thing won't start. His neighbor said, no wonder it won't start. It's too tired.
Okay.
I like that.
Good.
I like that.
Gonna let you go, Joe.
You gotta tell that one to Brent.
Okay.
But... yeah, I will tell Brent that one at Spurs. He'll like that. I will say this, though. I've been reading this book on anti-gravity.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. I mean, I can't put it down. So... you have a good one, Joe. Take care.
Love that, too. Thanks.
See ya.
See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's get back to Marsha Pradeens Long, the complex leader at the National Wildlife Refuge Complex here in Maryland. All four National Wildlife Refuges, not just two of them, but two of them were allowed to hunt and fish. You there, Marsha?
I am.
Sorry you had to endure those jokes.
Dad jokes are
dad
the big
jokes
things around
on
here.
On this radio show are just...
Hey, I don't mind at all.
Good. We were talking about the one-click permit, and I thought you had something you wanted to say, and I kind of cut you off there. I didn't mean to do that. So.
No, I think I was just chatting you up. So.
No, okay. I got it. The bag limits, pretty simple aligning with the state bag limits. That was done last year, I believe. So that's not anything particularly new other than the people that weren't aware didn't know, and, you know, so. Let's talk about ammunition. Here's another big topic that gets a lot of discussion.
Yes. So we are proposing to phase out the use of lead ammunition in 5 years.
Okay.
So that would mean we would require, in 5 years, not until then, non-lead ammo. So that, of course, will not affect our archery hunters, but it would affect our muzzleloader and gun hunters.
Right. And I've looked into this. Yep, I've looked into this a little bit. The shotgun hunters may have a little bit of an issue finding the correct ammo, you know, the copper solid slugs and that type of thing. But the muzzleloader guys, there's Federal, there's Hornady, and there's a company called Thor that actually produces non-lead muzzleloader bullets, all copper muzzleloader bullets. So they're not particularly new. It's not particularly difficult to come up with that, but if I were, somebody that hunted there regularly, I would either learn to shoot that in my muzzleloader and start soon shooting it.
Yeah.
I have several muzzleloaders. I mean, it would certainly be easy enough if you had more than one. You could sight one in with the copper and sight one in with the lead if that's what you preferred, you know?
Yeah.
So
I
don't think that's a difficult fix. Not everybody's going to like it, but it's the future, you know. And I mean, we switched from lead to steel in waterfowl hunting. We've actually gone to tungsten for turkey hunting. Do you use a TSS turkey shot for turkey hunting?
I do. I switched to TSS 2 years ago, and holy smokes,
yeah,
that amazing. And I switched to it primarily because I wanted to. No, I'm not a very big person, so
right.
I was tired of getting walloped by my 12-gauge, so I had to switch to a 20-gauge,
right,
which I did because of TSS. And I have a very comfortable range of 40 yards with my 20-gauge with TSS. It
yep.
is quite amazing.
Yep. Guys are even using 410-gauge. With that, 410 is a gauge. I guess it's more of a caliber than a gauge, but 410.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. But
no, I'm not quite ready to go to 410, but
It's hard enough.
I mean, I know guys that use 410s and 28 gauges for rabbit hunting, and that's outside my skill set too. So, but the 20 gauge, I've done the same thing. I bought a Savage Stevens, 310 in 20 gauge, and shooting TSS in it with a red dot sight. Love it. So,
love it too. Yeah.
However,
dot everything. Yeah, it's a great setup.
I priced a box of 8-10 shot TSS Federal the other day. Mm-hmm. Five shots, $75.99.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The price went up ridiculous. And if you miss a bird, that is a very sad, sad miss.
Yeah, very expensive miss, too.
Exactly. And when you're sighting in, when you first get that scope and everything, too, and you're sighting in, man,
just roll up a $50 bill and stuff it inside the barrel and blow it down range because that's what you're going to
You sure hope that, it's not going to take too much.
I got it. So non-lead ammo for big game and coyote by 2026. And, of course, you're taking public comment on that as well.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why there is a five-year phase-out is because, one, I know personally – And we all know, too, that it takes a while to find the right combination for your gun sometimes.
Yep, that's true.
And you need to decide what it is that you want to shoot with, what's better.
Right.
When I started shooting deer, 20-plus years ago, I was actually using a slug gun because I was in Ohio. I didn't know it then, but my Barnes Expander was a non-lead option.
Right.
So they're out there, but you need to find what works and get comfortable with it, and hopefully our ammo shortages will improve.
Exactly.
That's for sure. That's
the bigger problem. Yep. Exactly right. So let's do this. Let's get through the fishing tackle real quick, and you can give some talk about the public meeting and the website where people need to go, and then we've got to roll into our final break here before we have to go off the air. So
this is flying by.
Yeah, well, it really is. So and we picked up three new sponsors for the show this week, and so we've got a lot of new stuff we're talking about. So. And I'm trying to plan the time a little bit better than I have been. So let's talk about the fishing stuff, the non-lead tackle proposal.
Yes, that's the big thing. So the non-lead is being proposed for fishing as well. And I know that might be a little bit more of an ask as well. It's out there talking to Wolford and other places that are nearby the refuge to be able to offer that whenever that happens.
Yep.
And that is, lead that's ingested by wildlife, waterfowl, whatever, definitely it's proven it affects them. So that would be a change. And that wouldn't affect some anglers as much as others. A lot of snakeheads, we're using lures and such, but, weight, I realize.
Well, I mean, anybody who uses a shad on a lead head jig is going to be affected by that.
That is true. That is true.
You might have to figure out a different rig, something with tungsten.
Again, comment, tell us what you think.
Exactly. Yeah. Fishable areas?
Yes. Well, nothing actually too new there. What we're doing there is kind of catching up.
Right.
Wallace Causeway has been open for snakehead fishing in reality.
we weren't going to stop people. We have done made a few adjustments to make it safer for everybody, including
right.
those driving. So we're opening that up formally. And some of our ponds that we use for our mentored fishing events. We have a kid's family fishing event today, actually, at Blackwater. And that's on one of the ponds that is mentioned in there, right behind the Tubman Visitor Center.
Right. Got it. Well, we got a comment online from our buddy Bill in Westminster. He said, how about the guys that mold their own lead muzzleloader bullets like me? I don't like the copper the solid copper muzzleloader ammunition, and I have hundreds of leadhead jigs in my tackle box, so now I throw those away. Bill, only if you're fishing on Blackwater.
Yes.
Only if you're fishing on the refuge. Yep. Not in general. Not yet. So we answered that question. Marcia, give us...
Can I make a comment about the fishing part, too? So on Blackwater, if you go onto our there's a lot of places that you can fish that are around Blackwater that are not Blackwater. And that's complicated. And we will have maps and discuss that in the
right.
area. So if you're standing on the causeway fishing, yes, you would have to, in 5 years, use non-lead. But if you go in via kayak off of our soft launch off of 335, where there's a big parking lot, and you go right and down the Blackwater that way, you do not have to. If you go off Shorter's Wharf and you're fishing off of Shorter's Wharf anywhere, you do not have to. So it's a little bit complicated, and I, you know, don't like the fact that it's complicated, but
right.
it's not as, I guess, as all-encompassing as it sounds.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Gotcha. Gotcha. All right, website and meeting, and we'll move forward. So go ahead on that.
Okay, sure. Well, the meeting, I'll start with that, is this Thursday from 4 to 7 at Blackwater, and it's going to be at our Environmental Education Building. So don't go to the Visitor Center. Go to the beginning of Wildlife Drive. Go through the fee booth. Don't worry about paying. And you'll see the Environmental Education Building on the right-hand side. And just so you know, if you have a duck stamp, which I assume most of you do because everybody's waterfowl hunting or dove
right.
hunting, you can always get into any wildlife refuge for free.
That's
true. Just show your duck stamp. So come to the Environmental Education Center. We'll be set up 4 to 7. We'll have some food and refreshments courtesy of the Friends of Blackwater.
Great.
If you don't want to come, I understand. You can also email us. You can go to our website to get all those details. And that's fws.gov, as in Fish and Wildlife Service.gov,
right.
/refuge/Blackwater. And we also have a Facebook page where you can get all the links on there as well, Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge.
Got it.
And, yeah, and you can email, you can come in person, you can call, you can do whatever you're most comfortable and able to do. And we are taking comments definitely through the end of July, if not a little longer, because the big package of all the refuges across the country needs to be released into the Federal Register, and it'll be 60 days after that. And as of Friday, I don't believe it was published yet. So you do have another 60 days.
Got it. Thank you so much. Marcia, thanks for joining us today. Great show, great information. Hopefully the folks got the message, and you'll be hearing some comments from our listeners real soon.
I would love to meet y'all. I really appreciate being on. I think this is a great way. I thank you for inviting me.
You got it.
This won't be the last time.
No, this won't be the last time. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you,
dear. Hey, have a great one. Take care. There she goes. All right. Well, time management just is horrible here, but I'm going to tell you about a couple of our new sponsors, and that would be Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering. Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? The Spurry family's been the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001, that's 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's on Route 26 West, convenient from Owings Mills and Reisterstown and Catonsville, anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, and snow crab legs. And Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657 7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good times, and good crabs. Only 1 minute off the Beltway, it's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead 443-657-7187. Hey, Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Been in business up there for a long time. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. What a beautiful drive. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout for carryout crabs and seafood at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs, a quiet atmosphere, and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood for year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., closed on Mondays. Call 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. And we'll be right back after the following messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex!
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Folks, we really think you should get in touch with the National Wildlife Refuge people, in particular Blackwater. Just Google Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge or Blackwater NWR. It'll take you to all the websites. And go to the Outdoors and Radio Show Facebook page. It has the link on there, too. If you have any comments, you want to email them to me, it's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Visit ellisoutdoors.com. See everything that we do. The magazines, radio show.